Missourinet News. Good morning, I'm Jason Taylor. Both major candidates running for Missouri Lieutenant Governor emphasized bipartisanship and their ability to work across the aisle. During a Missourinet forum, Bolivar GOP State Senator Mike Parson notes he worked with Democratic Governor Jay Nixon and Republican Governor Matt Blunt and with lawmakers in both parties.
I think if you go back to the day, whether it be Right to Farm, whether it be Proposition B, that I actually reached across the aisle, met with every senator, Democrat and Republican, to explain to them why those issues were so important for the state of Missouri.
Former St. Louis Congressman Russ Carnahan notes he served in Congress under Presidents George W. Bush and Barack Obama. Carnahan says representing Missouri's old 3rd District, which stretched from St. Genevieve to St. Louis, prepared him for this run.
I co-chaired the bipartisan center aisle caucus with my colleague, my Republican colleague, Joanne Emerson. We work closely together to find common ground on issues across our state. That's always been my approach.
Carnahan served 4 terms in Congress from 2004 to 2012 and served 4 years as a state representative before that. Parson served as Polk County Sheriff before being elected to the Missouri House in 2004. He served 3 House terms and is currently in his 2nd term in the Missouri Senate. You can watch the entire forum on MissouriNet.com. A Missouri-based political expert doesn't think a renewed focus on Hillary Clinton's emails will significantly impact the presidential election or races within the state. Columbia College political scientist Terry Smith contends too much is being made of the FBI's announcement it's reviewing new emails in search of classified information.
Some people want to see this as this dramatic October surprise. The only thing that I think would have an impact in the next week would be if there were something that was like a 10 on the Richter scale revelation from WikiLeaks. Otherwise, I think everything's pretty well baked into the cake.
Missouri U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill says the FBI shouldn't be announcing days before an election that an investigation has been reopened into Democrat Hillary Clinton's use of a private server. She tells MSNBC that FBI Director James Comey's decision could influence the general election.
It is clear they have no idea what these emails are, but yet breaking every protocol and precedent.
Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is praising the FBI's decision. Missouri Democratic U.S. Senate candidate Jason Kander's campaign says it'll write a $25,000 check to the U.S. Treasury after a report it received contributions from a law firm that handed out bonuses to hide the source of donations. Kander received the money from 9 members of a law firm in 2015, which the Center for Responsive Politics says is his 4th largest contributor. And Moon Y. Choi, the provost at the University of Connecticut, will be named president of the University of Missouri System tomorrow. Jason Taylor, Missouri Net.